That was Robbie Williams with Sexed Up. Before that were the Pet Shop Boys with Go West, bringing you to 20 minutes to the top of the hour on Radio Life and Style. It is Friday, the 10th of September, 2021. This is the morning show, and online with me, I do have Laura Gracie from Core Nubia Moore. Good morning, Laura. How are you doing?
Laura, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly now. How are you doing this morning?
Good, great, thanks. And you?
I'm doing great, thank you. So, you are the general manager for the Canubia Mall, am I right?
Yes, that's correct.
So, how have you guys been doing since the looting and unrest from a few weeks ago? I know you were right there when that warehouse went up in flames. How did you guys cope with that?
Yeah, we like any business, have to be agile and receptive to the conditions that present themselves.
Yeah, that's basically how we survive, hey?
That's exactly it. And South Africans have an amazing ability to weather anything that gets thrown at us. So
yeah.
It's been fun. Obviously, it was a tough time for retail and a tough time for everybody. But generally, Cornubia Mall's weathered exceptionally well. We've come back better and stronger.
Yeah, because there was that misconception that Cornubia Mall was completely flattened by the unrest. It was a rumor going around, and that they might need some sort of building up again. But that wasn't the case with you. I mean, how badly were you affected by the looting?
No, not at all. We had a very, very small incident in the initial stages of the riots. But thankfully, the combined efforts of the SAPS and our security teams on the ground and in the precinct, we managed to dispel them pretty quickly. So the impact to the centre was negligible, and we were able, when we got to reopen, we were able to do so without a glitch. So fortunately, we were very, very lucky. And I think in these instances, it really is luck more than anything else that we get to carry on without the impact that some of our colleagues in the industry have had to face.
Yeah, it was so great seeing the community with the police come together to protect these malls, these spaces, because these are people's livelihoods. These malls contribute to the economy, and it was really, really great just seeing everybody come together. I'm so happy Cornubia didn't get the brunt of it like the rest of the malls did.
Yeah,
but having a look at your mall, you have new tenants apparently. There's some exciting stuff happening this year. Can you tell us a little bit about that? I see these Rocker Mamas there. Oh, I love Rocker Mamas.
We've got some amazing new tenants joining our family. There's a number of them have been in the pipeline for a long time. Others have come on board pretty quickly. So we're rolling out a hell of a lot of new tenants. Actually,
yeah.
Rocket Mamas, as you say, is joining. It's part of the Spur stable, as you know. So they're coming on board with the current Spur and Panarottis and John Dory's that we have at the centre. They're going to start building imminently, with a plan to open before Christmas, so
wow,
that we can capitalize on that. Yeah, and
well, right in time for December, when you guys can make a lot of money.
Absolutely, absolutely, and also just to cater to our customers, both our local and our local tourists that visit Durban and the North Coast during December. We want to be able to give them the best possible opportunity and the best possible retail experience that we can, and off the back of that as well is that to join the famous brands that we have, well, the famous brand
yeah,
that we have at the centre. That's a bit of a tongue twister. Mug and Bean is also going to be joining our food court and opening as well before Christmas. So we're really consolidating a fantastic food and entertainment offering at Cornubia Mall. But on top of that as well, you know, not everybody goes to a shopping centre just to eat.
No.
It's all about the shopping at the end of the day as
Correct.
Well. So, yeah, we're thrilled that Cotton On Factory and Le Coq Sportif are joining our fashion brands as well. So it's been a busy couple of months getting all of these brands on board.
And I also see you have GoZone Water joining you, and there's also Checkers and Checkers Liquor. So obviously you're expanding into another market.
Yes.
A market that is quite popular.
Yeah, so our Checkers and our Checkers and Checkers Liquor have done exceptionally well over the last, we're approaching our fourth birthday, and during these 4 years, Checkers has seen exponential growth and has really established itself as a supermarket of choice for the community. So what we've done with them is that we've partnered to expand them. So the Checkers store is going to be about a 5,000 square meter store, which is really a mega Checkers. And the Checkers liquor is moving up to about 225 squares.
Yeah.
So for those people that are looking forward to level one lockdown regulations and the bottle stores can reopen, obviously our Checkers liquor is going to have an expansive offering.
I'm sure you are not the only one that is just looking forward to this level one lockdown, because it seems to be in a conversation with everyone, because I think everybody's a little bit tired of it, you know. Even I went out last night, you know, you got to be home by 8 because everything closes. Yes. I think we're all looking forward to a little bit of a normality. But I see there's something really big that's coming to Cornubia and really important, a sport that's well known in Durban, the big one, the Pro Shop, is coming in April 2022. Can you tell us a little bit more about what's happening and where that will be?
Yeah, we are absolutely thrilled to announce to our shoppers and to the community at large that the Pro Shop will be joining us. We currently have Cycle Lab, which is a 2,000 square meter mega cycle store, which is well supported by cyclists and cycling enthusiasts on the North Coast. So Pro Shop is going to be joining them. They fall into the same family. And we're expanding the Cycle Lab by another 1,000 squares to bring Pro Shop across.
Wow.
Building's already started, yeah. So it's a really great coup for Cornubia Mall. And what it does is that it further entrenches our lifestyle and outdoor operators. So it joins Thule Outdoor Warehouse, obviously Cycle Lab, Basil Manning's doubling in size. So there's lots of offering for any outdoor or sports enthusiast. So we're really thrilled about it. It's a massive coup for us and something that we're really excited to have.
And moving over from the tenants and what you have to offer, I'm so excited to see that there's going to be a solar installation at Cornubia Mall. Was this something that was thought of before, or are you guys just wanting to go the environmentally friendly way?
So we've always been environmentally conscious. I think anybody who supports Cornubia will know that our lush landscape gardens, we're very proud of how much greenery and landscaping we have in the centre. So it's definitely just expanding on that offering already. The solar panel, the first phase of solar has been installed already.
Okay.
That came online in July, and we're already starting to see some savings, which we're hoping to be able to pass on to our tenants, and also just to be able to make the building even more environmentally conscious, which is such an important thing in these times. So the additional rollout of more solar will happen over the next 24 months, and it's definitely something that we're working hard to achieve.
And I'm really impressed. I see a performance rate here, because I know a lot of people during COVID, they saw a drop in figures, but not for Cornubia. Apparently, the center performance is showing double-digit growth year on year. You guys can be so proud of that.
Thank you. We are. It's definitely in our brag book, and it's something that anybody who will stand still long enough to listen hears about, because it is unlike other centers in that we're seeing approximately 20% growth year on year, which is incredible. And I think largely due to the fact that the convenience of Cornubia Mall, the fact that you can park directly outside your store, or alternatively, if you want to browse and walk the center, it's open air. You're not confined to enclosed, air-conditioned shopping passages or corridors where the assumption is that you would be more exposed to risk. Cornubia's really come into its own, and that we're embracing the open air, the flexibility, the convenience, all of those things, which the customer is really responding so well to. So we're really proud of that. And as we come out of July and everything that happened in July, so the centre's recovered back to what it was before and even better, which is amazing. And we're very happy and very proud of that.
I know, that's such a positive outcome. And then one last thing I want to talk about. You actually have a lifestyle market happening every Sunday, and that is a new addition to your calendar. And as I understand, you have teamed up with the Shongweni Market. Am I correct in saying that?
So what we did during the level four lockdown, when the markets couldn't operate, was that we extended an offer to some of the traders at Shungweni and Umhlanga Farmers Market to come across and occupy some of our stores that couldn't trade or that were vacant at the time, in a hope to drive both interest to Cornelia Mall, but also to allow the traders an opportunity to glean an income during the difficult times, because it's those small independent businesses that get most affected and that are so easily forgotten. And as a result of that, and the positivity and the amazing feedback that we got from the traders during that time, we've managed to partner with them and extend that offering into a formalized Cornelia Mall lifestyle market, which, as you say, happens every Sunday. So we're excited about it. It's something different. It's something, it adds to the offerings that our current tenants provide, with a little bit of a new spin to it.
Yeah.
So we're really happy that association and that friendship, if you would, that we built with the traders during that time has now been extended into something a little more formal.
Well, I'm so glad that, you know, you can always call that a little bit of a community initiative by bringing everyone together, and everyone can, you know, take advantage of that. And it's a positive vibe for everyone, especially looking at what happened with the looting. I think someone like you taking initiative and doing that. Those little traders, we all forget that those little traders who weren't trading in the markets during lockdown, I mean, they never actually earned any income. So that is such a great initiative by you guys.
Yeah, thanks, Chantal. I think we pride ourselves on the fact that our community extends past just our tenants and our shoppers. It extends to new shoppers and new traders and new customers. So it's all about building a Cornelia Mall community outside of everybody's private and personal homes, and hopefully building a sense that Cornelia Mall is something part of, and that they are part of us.
Well, absolutely. Well, Laura, it's been so lovely having you chatting to us and updating us about the new tenants and what's happening at Cornubia, because I think people were sort of a little bit lost and they heard rumors, but now you've come on here and you've set them straight. You have new tenants. There's new things happening, and it's just been lovely chatting to you, and I'm sure I'll chat to you again soon.
Devane, thanks, Chantal.
Thank you
so much.
Have a lovely day.
And you, thanks.
Bye. That was Laura Gracie, the general manager from Cornubia Mall, updating us on what is happening there and what is new.
88 FM, live from the center of Belito.